Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for March 25, 2026. Today's top story, Tesla has officially begun winding down the Model S and Model X, marking the end of an era for the company's original flagship sedans. Meanwhile, Elon Musk teased that Tesla is working on something new and, quote, way cooler than a minivan, fueling speculation about an upcoming compact SUV or a new model altogether. In a major strategic move, Tesla and SpaceX announced a joint $25 billion chip manufacturing initiative called Terafab. The project will build the largest chip fabrication facility ever constructed right here in Austin, Texas. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives called it revolutionary, suggesting it could signal the first step toward a Tesla-SpaceX merger, with nearly 55% upside potential for Tesla stock. On the market front, Tesla stock climbed Wednesday on the SpaceX IPO report, with the companies expected to file an IPO prospectus as early as this week. However, not all analysts are bullish. Longtime Tesla bull and former Tesla board member Scott Comparable has flipped to sell, warning the stock could plunge to $150 amid AI robot concerns. HSBC also cut its price target, warning of potential 70% downside. In Europe, some encouraging news, Tesla finally broke its 13-month sales losing streak in the region, with registrations rising for the first time since early 2025. Despite this, BYD still outsold Tesla in Europe for the second straight month, with the gap widening. Tesla's commercial vehicle ambitions took a big step forward, as the company confirmed the Tesla Semi will begin mass production deliveries this summer. Jay Leno got an exclusive drive of the production model, which features a battery designed to last 1 million miles. In real-world testing by NACF, the Tesla Semi ran an impressive 460 miles on a single charge, compared to just 11.5 miles per gallon for a diesel truck. On the safety front, the Tesla Cybertruck became the only pickup truck to earn the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's highest safety rating for 2026. Tesla also revealed a new unified safety door release button in the Cybercab, which the company says is coming to future models. Looking at regulatory matters, the California DMV confirmed Tesla is not currently operating an autonomous vehicle service, despite its full self-driving ambitions. Meanwhile, the Netherlands authority confirmed Tesla FSD is in its final approval stage in Europe. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.